Pentecost is known as the birthday of the church, although I do believe the birth of the church happened when Peter said that Jesus was God and that the church was built on the rock of what Peter said at that occasion. But Pentecost is a birthday, the birthday of a revival of the Holy Spirit coming into the world in a very dynamic way. So Pentecost encourages us to think about renewal and change in our lives. Imagine the scene in the upper room where the disciples were. There was a sound of a strong wind that filled the whole room, and flames appeared above each of the disciples, giving them power to speak boldly in languages they didn't know. So this was an important event because it marked the arrival of the dynamic Holy Spirit. And this experience filled their hearts with faith and purpose, no longer frightened, but they were driven out, like Jesus was driven out by the Holy Spirit into the desert. They're driven out to complete their mission that Jesus gave them before he left this earth to return to his Heavenly Father. So Pentecost reminds us to seek renewal and change as we welcome the Holy Spirit. We need to welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives, not just once a year, but every day. And so as we celebrate this special event, we're encouraged to embrace the power of the Holy Spirit. And like the apostles who shared the good news, we are called to witness that good news to the people that we meet in our daily lives. In fact, we are here today because we've been impacted by the good news of Jesus Christ. So the Spirit inspires us to connect with others, break down barriers, and come together as a church, as a body, to share his mission in the world. That's Jesus's. So on this Feast of Pentecost, it's a time to reflect on our own personal experiences of the Holy Spirit. But don't worry, I'm not going to ask you what your experience of the Holy Spirit is. If you want to share them with me over coffee, it would be interesting. But have you felt his presence guiding and helping you in your daily lives? Have you felt him empowering you as an instrument of peace in the world that we live? Have we let ourselves surrender to God and allow the Holy Spirit to actually lead us in our lives, to put away our egos and rely on him? The Spirit of Pentecost encourages to leave our comfort zones in a world that feels often divided and uncertain. So in our gospel, Philip says to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." And we have to remember that Philip and the disciples were with Jesus 24/7 for 3 years. And he said, "Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." And Jesus tells Philip, "Have I been with you all the time and you still do not know me?" So this question is both a gentle reminder and the answer is an invitation that through the words and actions of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we reveal the heart of the Father. We share the Father's love with the people that we meet every day, showing his mercy, his love, and his grace. So that in our daily lives, we can see God not just in those special moments, but in the ordinary things that we do, shopping, washing up, whatever you do. Or like me, I watch a lot, because I'm retired, I watch a lot of television, so the Holy Spirit is with me watching daytime television. I admit, I watch daytime television. Don't tell anyone, will you? So verse 17 of the Gospel shows us how important the truth is, the Spirit of truth. He says, "This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides with you and you in him. And that's the promise of the Holy Spirit. It's crucial for each one of us here today. The Spirit of truth guides us and lives and abides in our hearts. He changes and helps us better understand the things of God. So what does it mean to allow the Spirit of truth to speak to us in our inner being? Well, the Spirit helps us understand things more clearly and wisely in spiritual terms. It encourages us to find truth, the truth of our faith, and live out our faith. It's no good just coming on a Sunday morning, doing our bit on an hour, and then going out and acting completely different and not showing the gospel life. And then Jesus reassures the disciples, because all of us have times of problems or fears, that's being human. But he reassures the disciples, and as peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And this peace is a special peace. It's not just the absence of trouble. It's a deep calm that comes from knowing we are loved and supported by God. That as followers of Jesus, we can share the peace that the peace he gives us in our lives. Because many people feel today alone and worried about life. Our challenge then is to show the Spirit of truth in our daily dealings, in sharing that God's love and assurance with other people. So are we then like Philip in our gospel, looking for signs of God's faith and God's truth? Are we ready to be messengers of the truth to those around us? Or are we shy? Do we embrace the Spirit of truth, which requires openness to change? Sometimes I don't like change. I'm sure sometimes you don't like change. But that's what the Holy Spirit is about. We don't have the same faith as we did when we went to Sunday school. Our faith has grown and developed and deepened. So the Holy Spirit is not just an idea, something that we can put in our pocket and forget the Holy Spirit for the rest of the year. He's our comforter and our guide. He encourages us, he comes alongside us, he abides in us, and he empowers us to go out to share the good news. So as we gather for the Eucharist in a few moments' time, for before coming up in your minds, obviously, take a moment to invite the Holy Spirit into your hearts. Because it's not just once a year we want to invite the Holy Spirit in, it's every day. In fact, every moment of the day. And to seek the strength to share the gospel, because people have not heard the gospel out there. And you know how we can proclaim the gospel? I'm not talking about preaching. I'm talking about sharing the gospel by the way that we say things, the way we deal with people, the way we show that deep love and compassion that Jesus showed. They can see Jesus in you. You and me are faces of Jesus. We are the body, the arms and legs. And if we don't show that we're arms and legs in a real way, well, like me, you'll be limping all the time. Right, so let's open our hearts to this invitation and accept the Holy Spirit's gift. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts with courage, love, and wisdom. Please help us to share your peace and truth with those around us. Guide us in our mission to reflect your light and bring hope to the people we live with. Amen.